President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson as well. And believe me, people, so much to talk about in the sports world, whether it's game sevens in the NBA or it's NHL hockey playoffs or it's Scottie Scheffler getting arrested before his round at the PGA Championship. We got you covered left and right and up and down and all around. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, brother?
Well, I'm doing much better than I was last weekend, but hey, my Celtics are just kind of sitting around waiting to see who they play, which is great, getting some rest, but we all know that can be kind of a two-edged sword, but the whole Scottie Scheffler thing is just, it's almost comical to me. So I hope we can get into that and talk about that, because if anything, I think it fired him up a little bit, but I think the end of the PGA will be a fun watch today, as well as the Game 7s, I mean, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, an amazing leaderboard at the PGA Championship. Shoffley, Morikawa, Thigala, Lowry, yep. DeChambeau, Hovland. I mean, dude, all the names are up there, obviously, with the exception of Scotty, who played amazing the morning after the arrest, went 5-under. But I think things kind of settled in with him yesterday on Saturday, and it just kind of was a lot to handle and a lot to take in, man. So we'll dive into that. A lot of things, obviously, on the program. I believe on the other side that we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk hockey. Obviously, great stuff going on in the playoffs there. We'll also talk Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
The
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
On Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the X thing for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. And like I said, without further ado, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Yeah, very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. It's a beautiful day here in the Valley of the Sun. It's starting to get a little warmer, but that doesn't make me upset. It kind of makes me intrigued and excited about what's to come in the future because I'm going to sweat my tail off when I'm out there running around, and that's a good thing in a weird way. But speaking of a good thing, we've got a Game 7, man, in the NHL, and why not, man? This is a good one, right? The Battle of Canada, the Oilers and the Canucks. They play again last night, yesterday on Saturday. I'm watching the game, and John, you got to tell me if I'm onto something or not, but I'll tell you what, Connor McDavid looked so fast out there, didn't play game five. His legs looked incredibly fresh, and it made a world of difference. He dominated that game from start to finish, John.
Yeah, no question. I mean, he's one of the fastest, if not the fastest guy in the league right now. Clearly turned it up a notch on Saturday night. And, you know, you've heard me say many, many times that in a playoff series, a team's best player has to be its best player, or best players have to be their best players. No question that McDavid was their best player last night and deserving of the win, you know. But on the other hand, the Canucks only had 15 shots, and how many times are you going to win a hockey game with 15 shots?
No, that's a great point. And I know, Mike, jump on in here in a sec, but I just want to make a point to that. It does seem like Edmonton has had a huge advantage on shots on the net throughout this whole series, John. So, It's one of those things, quality over quantity, except you need that quantity to get some quality as well, right?
Yeah, I'd have to look at the numbers, but it seems to me that Vancouver has, in this particular series, Vancouver actually hasn't done too badly in the shot category. There were a couple of games in the first series where they were badly outshot, and there was one game, I think they had 13 shots on net and won the game by a goal. So it's playoff hockey, but, you know, the Oilers are not a defensive team, and for them to hold another team to one goal and 15 shots tells me a little bit about the fact that maybe Edmonton changed their game last night, and they were also very fortunate in the fact that their offense was clicking and they scored 5 goals.
Good morning, John. Nice to talk to you again. And it was, yeah. So, look, we have, you know, the Oilers. We're talking Oilers, Canucks. Obviously, I'm rooting a little bit for the Canucks because they're Northwest and all that kind of thing. But in a game 7, anything can happen. Andy knows that. You know that. I know that. What do you see going down in game 7?
I think we're either looking at a very tight game or we're looking at an absolute blowout game, you know, somebody winning 7-4 or 8-3 or something along those lines. NHL history, this will be the 196th Game 7, home teams 115, away teams 81, so that's a 58.7% win for the home team. So you have to think that the math tells you that Vancouver has a slight advantage. But to Andy's point, McDavid flying on Saturday night, and he's clearly the best player in the series. Whether Edmonton is the best team, we are yet to find out. But clearly McDavid is the best player in the series. If he brings his A game, then I can see Edmonton winning. And, you know, this is very much like a series between the LA Kings and the Toronto Maple Leafs back in, I believe it was 1993, Gretzky scored an overtime goal in Game 6 to tie the series at 3 and then dominated Game 7 at the old Maple Leaf Gardens to put the Leafs out single-handedly. He came to play that night. If McDavid does the same thing on Monday night, Edmonton could very well win. But I just don't see Vancouver laying down, and you know that they don't want to be seen as a team that blew a good lead in the series where they were dominating, and now all of a sudden it's come down to one game, and to your point, anything can happen.
Yeah, that's why we love game sevens in general. I'm talking to John Poult, our professor of sports, NHL hockey at the moment. Okay, so let's take a look back. Now, obviously, we're taking a look back at the game from last night, but let's take a look back to Friday where the Panthers take out the Bruins in 6, and then the Stars take out the Avalanche in 6 as well. I think that the next series between the Panthers and Panthers and the Rangers, because the Rangers, I feel like they've been done for a week now, but the Rangers and the Panthers, that's something to look forward to. I believe that'll start on Wednesday. But just talk a little bit about both of those series and your thoughts of how they went.
Well, they were funny series because in both cases we thought that one team had them wrapped up and was dominating, and it was just a question of going to the rink and playing that game that would decide the fourth win. Rangers won the first 3 games, albeit by 1 goal apiece in their series with Carolina. Then Carolina came back and won a game by a goal. Then Carolina went to Madison Square Garden and dominated them right in New York City to set up a Game 6, and quite frankly, I thought they were going to force a Game 7 because they were up 3-1, playing in the third period, playing reasonably well, but then reminded me a lot of the Toronto Maple Leafs against the Boston Bruins over the last few years, with a complete collapse in the third period and a natural hat trick by Rangers' Chris Kreider. It was interesting from the standpoint that the first of his 3 goals and the third of his 3 goals, I thought, were both stoppable by goaltender Frederik Andersen. I thought he looked weak on both of those. The middle goal was the power play goal, tip in front of the net, a beautiful artistry in terms of getting that puck in the net, deflecting a puck at high speed. But that was a penalty to Jordan Staal that, quite frankly, was borderline. I think it was called for the right reasons, and that is that he pushed the forward, I think it was Zibanejad, behind the net, and he pushed him towards the boards with his head. It wasn't really a cross-check. It was called cross-checking. It was more like it was pushing, but it was a safety issue. I think it was the right call, but it was a cheap penalty to take for Stahl. So Rangers, full value for their money. They came together after being down 3-1 in the third period, and I think that's going to be a pretty good series. It starts Wednesday night in Madison Square Garden. They're going to be starting ahead of the Western Conference Final, obviously, because the Western Conference Final can't start until Thursday because we have a Game 7, as we've chatted. But I'm looking forward to that series. Two good teams, two of the teams that won the two respective divisions in the Eastern Conference. I think that's pretty much a toss-up. Maybe you give it to the Rangers because they've got the home ice advantage in a seven-game series, but we've seen how well the Florida Panthers play. They played very well against the Boston Bruins, another series where they were up 3-1, looked like all they had to do was go and win Game 4. They couldn't do that, so they ended up going to Game 6. They looked like they were in control of that. Let Boston back into the game, and then they were fortunate that they were able to hang on and win. So both teams will be well rested, chance to get over any minor injuries that either of the teams have. So I think that's going to be a pretty exciting series as well.
Oh, actually, we're up against it, Mike, so no more questions, I guess. All right, listen, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we'll switch gears, and we'll talk some Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. John Poulter, Professor of Sports, on with us right now. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All right, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf guiding you through. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, right now. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk NHL hockey with him. We also talk Major League Baseball. Before we jump into baseball, Mike is dying to ask you one more question about NHL hockey. So go for it, bro.
Yeah, I'm just dying over here. Look, you guys in Toronto got a new hockey coach. What are your thoughts with this new hockey coach? I'm just curious.
Well, I'm not so sure that it's the perfect hire. Clearly a totally different personality than Sheldon Keefe. Brings a little bit more sandpaper to the coaching staff than Keefe. But quite frankly, I think the problem in Toronto, more so than the coaching, is A, in the upper management area. I think the Shanahan era has shown us that it's not exactly as it was drawn up. It's not as successful as it was drawn up. I would have thought this was a good opportunity to make a change there. I was a little bit surprised they didn't do that. But quite frankly, the big problem is the way that that team is put together. And that means not dismantling the roster, but tinkering with it. And they're going to have to tinker with it now because we've seen so many failures. And that brings me back to the question of, if they're going to tinker with the roster and change the players, how do we know? I guess we never will know whether Sheldon Keefe would have been successful with it or whether Berube is going to be successful with it. So I'm a little surprised from that standpoint. I'm not sure he was the right choice. If I was the Leafs, I would have asked the NHL for permission to talk to Joel Quenneville, because Quenneville to me would be the ideal candidate. He's only 65. He's obviously going to, if he's getting back into coaching, he's going to look for a team that's competitive at his age. The Leafs are one of the teams that can afford to pay him the salary that he would command, and he would bring instant respect. So I don't know whether there was a reason that they didn't ask, or whether they were asked and they were told no. We will never know that. But if I had have been running the Leafs, my first phone call would have been to Gary Bettman asking if I had permission to talk to Quenneville about taking over. But as you know, the Leafs don't pay me to run their team. They just charge me to go and watch their games.
Good stuff, John. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey like nobody's business. That's why we have him. Now let's shift gears. Let's talk some Major League Baseball, where the Yankees have caught fire, winning six straight. I think they're playing the White Sox right now, so it does make things a little easier to catch fire. But, hey, whatever. The schedule is the schedule. Baltimore hanging in there, though, only a couple games behind them. The Rays at seven games behind them. Boston, 9.5, and then your Toronto Blue Jays are 11.5 out already, which is kind of wild. That might be one of the bigger discrepancies as far as, you know, games between first and last, I guess. I mean, if you look at the White Sox, they're right there too, 15 games behind. But you get my point. Going to be tough for Toronto to turn things around. I know you mentioned that they had a relatively easy schedule coming up. And what happened? They've lost three straight now, John.
Well, the easy part of the schedule doesn't actually start until Monday, at least easy on paper, Andy. Doesn't start until Monday. They're hosting the Tampa Bay Rays this weekend and blew a big lead. They were up 4-0 on Saturday and ended up giving up a home run in the eighth inning to go down in that one. They struggled on Friday night. This team is not scoring runs. There's so many innings where there's runners at first and third with one out, or there's runners at first and second with nobody out, and you know they're not getting these guys across. And quite frankly, with the profile that these hitters have and the salaries they're paying them, they're paid to deliver. And it's pretty sad when you look at the offensive production that's coming out of that clubhouse. There's nothing wrong with the pitching. The pitching has been as good as, maybe even better than we thought it would be. but the big boys, specifically Bichette and Guerrero, are not producing. Springer's been hurt almost as much as he has been healthy, so his production has been badly affected. Marshall has been hot and cold. Some days he's looked like he's the best player in the league, and other days he's looked like he's struggling to make the 25th or 26th spot on the roster. So a very puzzling situation, and, you know, they're in a very strong division. To your point, they're 11 and a half games behind the Yankees. They're 6 games below 500, but for some strange reason, they're only 4.5 games out of a wild card spot. So, you know, get on a hot streak and maybe they could get in there. But the next 9 games after today are the ones that really matter, because it's 2 series against the White Sox and 1 against the Detroit Tigers in between. So to me, if they don't do well in those 9 games, I think the Blue Jays have to look at what the future is of this team in terms of the roster, the way it's put together, and maybe it's time to start making some changes. Whether those changes are in the dugout or on the field, that's anybody's guess. But clearly, I think after the next 9 games, they're going to have to reassess where they are and decide, excuse me, what this team really is.
Speaking of changes, the Cleveland Guardians are now on top of the Central. The Kansas City Royals continue to play impressive baseball so far, John. You know, we talk about things like how long can this last sort of thing. How long can this last with the Kansas City Royals?
Well, you know, we're a week away from the first milestone of the season where we sit back and we look at how teams are. And, you know, we've always talked on this show about Memorial Day sort of being the first milepost in this marathon. And usually by Memorial Day, you kind of know what you have. In other words, what you see is what you're going to get. I've been impressed with the Royals that I've seen them in the 2 series they've played against the Blue Jays. They're 28 and 19. They're only a game and a half behind Cleveland, and we know what kind of a start Cleveland had. There's Kansas City, 7-3 in their last 10, plus 51 in run differential. So they're playing quite well, no question about it.
John, can Seattle keep this up? I mean, I obviously have a lot of friends and family back home, and they're huge baseball fans. They love the Mariners, and they're enjoying what they're seeing. But I sit there and I go, I don't know if they can keep this up. They got Texas only a game and a half behind. I mean, Houston is 5 games back, and we all know what Houston can do when they're healthy. But can does Seattle have the pitching staff? Do they have the lineup to win this division?
I think they do, but they're going to need to stay healthy, and I think they're going to need to more than hold their own in their head-to-head series with the Rangers. Seattle is 25-21, the Rangers 24-23, to your point, a game and a half. Mariners have actually gained that lead in the last 10 games because they're 5-5, whereas the Rangers are 3-7. So we've seen good streaks from Seattle in the last 2 or 3 years. You know, one day I think they failed to qualify for the postseason on the last day. Another day they were in there. But that division has been tight for quite some time now. But for most of those years, teams have been playing for second place because the Astros have been so good. But it's not that many weeks ago we were talking about how the Astros looked absolutely awful, buried at the bottom of that division. All of a sudden, they're now within 5 games, 8-2 in their last 10, the best record over that 10-game stretch in that division. They're starting to make some inroads. You know, that's a team that has been riddled by injuries. They have not played well. Abreu has not been what they thought he was going to be. They ended up sending him down to try and get his game in order. One of their starters was suspended for a foreign substance on his hand, so he's going to miss a couple of games. This may all catch up with them, but what we've seen from the Astros in the last, I'm going to say 15 days, maybe 20 days, has been a tremendous improvement over what we saw the first couple of weeks of the season. I think the Astros could be heard from, but to answer your question, I think Seattle can hang in there, but they just have to make sure they play very well in those head-to-head series with Texas and Houston.
Looking at the National League East, John, where the Philadelphia Phillies continue to play impressive baseball, now have a four-game lead on the Atlanta Braves. I think we expect the Braves to be right there throughout the season, but the Phillies, they have to be impressing you. And, you know, I got to make this mention, too, because the Mets, we always talked about them the last couple seasons where they could potentially be a good baseball team. What's going on with the Mets and what's going on with the Braves? And, you know, it seems like the Phillies and Braves and then everybody else is pretty lousy in that division. So it's probably a two-team race, but what say you about this whole division in general?
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. Phillies at 7-0-2, the best percentage in baseball right at this particular moment, that four-game lead over the Braves. I think the Braves are going to be heard from. To me, the biggest surprise in that division, maybe when you look at the other three teams, there's a surprise from all of them. I did not expect the Washington Nationals to be in third place, although they are 11 and a half games out. The Mets are just, to me, they're just a disaster. The Mets seem to always be trying to quick fix their problem, and the guys that they're signing are just not the right guys. It doesn't seem to matter who's the general manager. It doesn't seem to matter who the field manager is. There just seems to be problems there with the Mets putting that team together, and a team with that kind of talent on paper, in my mind, should not be five games below 500 and should not be fourth in a five-team division. Miami got off to that horrendous start. They've actually been playing a little bit better lately. They're 5-5 in their last 10. They've won their last four. They're still 17 games below 500. They're 18 games behind the Phillies. And based on how well the Phillies are playing and how well the Braves look like they're going to get back into this, you have to figure that Miami's season is over, which is a bit of a surprise given how they showed last year by making the postseason.
True.
So I think it's a good division, but I still think it's a two-horse race, to your point.
Hey, John, we're up against it. Appreciate you. Have a great Sunday, and we'll catch up with you next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball like nobody's business, people. Keep it close. On the other side, Mike and I will rap about some other things going on in the sports world. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan?
Total.
At an amazing price?
Total.
With no contracts?
Total.
Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your Total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf guiding you through. Just got done with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk some NHL hockey, but we're also lucky enough that he's very solid with baseball as well. So we knock out hockey and baseball with our professor of sports, John Poulter, and then Mike and I navigate through the rest of things, and occasionally we bring on some other people for your listening pleasure, obviously, but you can always get at us yourself, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, let's talk about the whole situation there with Scotty the other morning, and we'll get into the PGA Championship because, dude, it is such a star-studded leaderboard. And honestly, like, you have obviously Morikawa, Shoffley, Thigala, Lowry, Hovland, a guy from the LIV Tour, Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Rose. There are so many great names on top of this leaderboard. The one we're missing is Scotty, for crying out loud, but rightfully so, right? Like, dude has the crazy right thing happened to him to when he's going there. He's talking about how he's stretching out in the jail cell and going through his pregame warm-up and all this and that.
Yeah.
That day, he goes out there and he fires 5 under, and I'm thinking to myself, all they did was piss this guy off and make him want to go out there and just do what he does. But then I think, you know, on Saturday, bro, like, things just kind of hit him and
got to him. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like that other day, the adrenaline was so high and it was pumping, and like, you know, it was almost like he wanted to go out there and prove something. And then Saturday happened where had a couple of bad shots, right? Like some things that he does that we don't normally see him do. And it just seemed like he had a lot on his mind on Saturday. What say you?
No, look, I think the same thing, Andy. I mean, when it first happened, I was very much like you, and I'm like, well, okay, they just ticked this guy off, and he's going to try and run the table here, shooting 5 under, and we all know what Scottie Scheffler is capable of doing. I mean, the guy, I don't know if you can call him the face of the PGA. But he is certainly, to me, he's the best player on the PGA right now. Certainly most consistent. But I think, you know, when you deal with something with the police and being put in a jail cell and then having to perform on the highest level at a major in professional golf, I mean, that's a tough thing for most athletes to deal with. You know, I mean, I'm not going to get into how you and I would handle it. We'd probably be not even considered in the lead or anything like that. But I do think it got to him, and it's hard not to blame him. I mean, that's a lot to take in. I think the police officer was certainly a little overzealous with all this. I think it is kind of a misunderstanding in terms of what went on. And at some point I expect the charges to be dropped. I don't see this going anywhere. I think I saw a story, and you might have seen it too, Andy, where the governor and the attorney general of Kentucky were calling the mayor of Louisville and be like, look, drop this. This is a misunderstanding. We don't need this kind of publicity, all that kind of thing. So we'll see what happens. But in the end, I think the charges get dropped. And then, you know, with Scheffler, once he gets over this and once he's kind of moved on from it, he'll be back to kicking ass and taking names on the PGA Tour.
Absolutely. Some other names on that board, Justin Thomas, who, by the way, is from Kentucky, and this would be pretty special for him to come up with the goods here on a Sunday. Dude, I saw Thigala make such an amazing chip shot from, like, he was like 10 feet away from the flag and gets this thing to just drop, and then it goes right in the hole. These guys are just so impressive with what they can do with those golf clubs, bro. It's magnificent. So who are you pulling for today, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I'm pulling for Morikawa. I really like Morikawa. One, he's a Pac-12 guy because he went to Cal. But two, he has great game, and I think he's due for a big big breakthrough. And I'd like to see him win.
I wouldn't mind seeing Thigala come from behind a little bit here. And
I almost feel
like it's going to be somebody. If it's not Morikawa or Schauffele, like one of those two guys who are already leading this thing, it's going to be somebody who's 2, 3, maybe 4 shots behind, which Justin Thomas is 5 shots behind. But, you know, we've seen some great, like Lowry shot a 62, right? So, this course is very gettable, and that's the thing I've noticed about it is, like, there's a lot of eagles out there. There's a lot of birdies out there. You just have to be able to go out there and obviously have some really solid course management when you're playing, but there's a lot of holes that are very gettable for these guys, man, and I think it'll be interesting to see how the pressure mounts. And if guys do come out of the gates a little slow or struggle a little bit, what does that do to their psyche throughout the whole round? You know, we've seen, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse or anything, but we've seen Scotty just be able to come out of the woodwork and just string holes together and birdie after birdie. You know, the way that Bryson left the course yesterday, you know, with that momentum on 18 where he's chipping in right off of the green and makes that 3, that to me, he's coming in with a lot of momentum for this final round. And you know, I've been pretty hard on the LIV guys because they only play 3 rounds, and quite frankly, Bryson has put himself in a great position here to surpass my expectations for anybody on the LIV tour anymore. I mean, we saw Brooks Koepka yesterday where he went out there and he butchered the course, and now this morning he's coming back a little bit. But I don't know, man, there's something to not playing 4 rounds each and every week and having that extra round of a few more swings on your body. You get what I'm saying, the fatigue, the wear and tear. But with that being said, honestly, in a weird way, I've been looking at Bryson and his body. He's trimmed down a lot, and he looks like he's in much better shape to me. So I'm interested to see how his momentum can bring him into Sunday. Shane Lowry with his momentum of the 62. Victor Hovland with how he played a very strong round 3. Like, I'm telling you, man, I think we're in for one hell of a Sunday of watching PGA Championship golf.
Oh, absolutely. This could be – it could be the best major finish of the year. I mean, I know the year's not over yet, but getting back to your your point about just this leaderboard being so solid and the names, and that's all us golf fans want. We want a stacked leaderboard. We want to see the best on best going at it. And you know, to the winner go the spoils today, but I think it's going to be a great finish.
So I just got one more thing I want to address on this, and then we can move on to game sevens, and that we'll probably start that in hour number two. But the Tiger factor, it's still there.
Right.
Obviously, it's more so just like people just kind of. I'm going to compare these two. Okay, it's like Rafa Nadal right now in the tennis world. I think he and Tiger are on the same plane with where they're going, right? Like, it's the end. It's very soon that the end is coming for both of these guys. But with that being said, you know, we've had this changing of the guard a little bit in the NBA now where, you know, certain guys are stepping up, Ant-Man to be one of those guys, Jalen Brunson, this. And I hope you understand where I'm going here. What I'm trying to say is that there's always going to be a changing of the guard and this and that and the other, but it's still cool to see Tiger Woods going out there and giving it his all, and also what it does for that golf tournament, right? Like, it is still something to go out and see Tiger Woods, whether the guy's going to make a cut or not, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, if Tiger is in, so to speak, if he's in the building, people are going to come see your event, whether it's a major or not. Like, it's one of those things where I kind of, you know, that's a great comparison, Andy, that you had with him and Rafa, with Tiger and Rafa. I kind of, you know, you mentioned Tiger, and it's still a thing that he's there. There's still a mystique to him, Andy, in my humble opinion, because I look at him kind of like I look at MJ a little bit, Michael Jordan, that, you know, Michael had all this mystique. There was an aura about him. He didn't grow up in social media. Now, Tiger kind of grew up on the tour with some social media, but there's still this aura. There's still this thing that when you see him, it's one of those things where you go, he's right there. Like the GOAT is right there. And MJ had that same thing where it was just, it wasn't so much watching him play. It was that you were in the same vicinity as one of the greats of the game. And I think both those guys have it. Tiger certainly still has it. The networks love it when he's playing, whether it's he makes the cut or not, because they can push, hey, Tiger Woods is playing in the PGA, or he's playing in the John Deere Classic, or, you know, whatever it may be. He still carries a lot of eyeballs to whatever the event is on the PGA Tour. I still watch him, you know, and it's one of those things for me where I just, you know, you and I talk about appreciating greatness.
Yeah.
We better start appreciating Tiger a little bit more, because like you said, the end is coming, and when he's gone, he's gone, and we won't have this anymore on the PGA Tour. So we better learn to appreciate what we've seen over the years, and kind of how, or what we're seeing as he kind of, you know, fades into the sunset, walks out the back door and you know, calls it a career.
Look, I've seen him play live. It is a spectacle. Yep. Because there's so many, like you're talking about the eyeballs, so many eyeballs on him, whether he's in the hunt or not in the hunt. So, yeah, he's made the needle move quite a bit in the sports world. We got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up hour one. Hour two will be on the horizon then. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf getting you through it. You can get at us, by the way, people. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, so we've talked about NHL hockey, the playoffs going on there. We've got a Game 7 with the Canucks and the Oilers. We've got a couple of Game 7s ahead of us today in the NBA with the Knicks and the Pacers, the T-Wolves and the Denver Nuggets. Dude, I don't know about you, but my favorite two words in sports is Game 7. So we're lucky enough. I'm privileged enough to get two NBA basketball game sevens. And quite frankly, man, both of those series have been very good, very interesting. The games haven't been necessarily super duper close. However, especially the last one, the T-Wolves were up by like 50 and they wound up winning by 45. I'm interested to get your take on how that might affect both of these squads coming into Game 7 there in Denver. But the Knicks are so banged up, dude. Relatively impressive what they're doing at this point in time. It may be survival of the fittest, right, at this point. The Pacers just seem to be a little healthier.
Oh, absolutely. They seem, to me, they are. Like, they are more healthy. I mean, you're talking about, Josh Hart, Anunoby, being being out today. Brunson's been just a complete, just total stud. The way he's carrying that New York Knicks team. And so, you know, it is survival of the fittest. Anything can happen, you know, all the cliches that go with it. But yeah. I think in Denver the other night, that's an easy game to flush and forget about. So I don't think it's going to affect them too much today.
Yeah, and then we obviously got to talk about Dallas ousting the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 6 in Dallas yesterday. So we'll get into all that. Keep it close, everybody. Hour one in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters.
I've always believed that the promise of America is big enough for everyone to succeed, and I mean that, everyone to succeed.
President Biden busy courting black voters, which polls show he's been losing this election cycle. Biden's scheduled to speak at Morehouse College in Atlanta. On Friday, he marked the 70th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that desegregated public schools in America.
Education is linked to freedom. Because to be free means to have something that no one can ever take away from you. And that's the power of an education.
But I want to just start off by saying hello, Minnesota. This is a great state. We're going to win this state.
Donald Trump speaking at the Minnesota GOP Lincoln Reagan dinner Friday night.
How about that? Before I get up, the teleprompter fell down. That's great. Great going, fellas, back there. Then they want to know why I didn't pay the bill. You know, I get a lot of heat.
Earlier in the day, Trump and wife Melania attending the graduation of their son, Barron. The judge at his hush money trial in New York City at first denying the request and then allowing Trump to go. World champion golfer Scottie Scheffler will continue to play at the PGA tournament in Kentucky today. After being arrested yesterday and released, he has a tee time today and a court date on Tuesday. Police arresting him, accusing him of assaulting a police officer after he drives around a fatal accident scene while trying to get into the golf course. While it was dark out, he was in a player's car with a placard showing. Scheffler booked, his mugshot released. He's facing 4 charges.
I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play, and so.
Scheffler's attorney says he will plead not guilty at the arraignment on Tuesday and that this is all one big misunderstanding. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Turning now to the Middle East, as fighting rages on in Gaza, Israeli troops able to recover the bodies of 3 hostages. The 2 young women and 1 man were killed during the terrorist attack at the music festival on October 7th. Hamas taking their bodies to Gaza. The remains of 22-year-old Shani Luke, one of the 3 people recovered. Her body was paraded in the back of that pickup truck by the terrorists in a video that went viral.
It's just horrible news. Our hearts go out to the families who are having to
deal with this terrible news.
The IDF reports that the bodies of three hostages killed in the October 7th Hamas attack have been recovered. Israel's chief military spokesperson confirmed that the hostages were killed at the Nova Music Festival and their bodies were taken into Gaza by Hamas. The remains were recovered during an overnight operation. Over 100 hostages are still reportedly being held by Hamas. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, aid trucks with supplies and food for Gaza residents rolling in on a brand new pier built and paid for by the United States. Here's National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Additional aid from the United States and other countries is arriving in Cyprus, where it will be screened by Israeli authorities and loaded onto ships for delivery via the maritime corridor, the temporary pier.
Taking a look now at your money, a history-making moment on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 134 points to close above the 40,000 mark for the first time ever. The NASDAQ down 12 points, the S&P 500 gaining 6. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic,
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, coming right at you. And believe me, people, lots to talk about with Game 7s on our mind today in the NBA, a Game 7 in the NHL on Monday, and obviously the PGA Championship going on right now behind me. The big dogs will be out there in a couple of hours teeing it up and letting it fly and seeing what can happen on a beautiful Sunday as it looks like it is in Kentucky. So it's a beautiful day here in the Valley of the Sun. And Mike Wilson, Game 7s are on my mind, my friend. And obviously the Knicks and the Pacers and the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves will be going at it later on today, my friend. What say you about these two amazing Game 7s we might have?
You know what? I think they are going to be amazing. All I know is that Madison Square Garden will be rocking. That place will be loud. It'll be toxic in there for the Pacers, for sure. I think in Denver and Minnesota, I think Minnesota's going to be coming in with all that momentum, just having just took the Nuggets to the woodshed the other night. But Denver's the defending champs. People counted them out after they were down 2-0. So, and they've come back and they got a game seven. It's the whole Rudy T thing. You never underestimate the heart of a champion. Denver's not going to go down without a fight. New York's not going to go down with a fight. None of these teams are going to go down without a fight. So it should be wildly entertaining.
We're not going out without a fight either, so keep it close, people. We're coming right back with more action right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be right back.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchise or SPV LLC.
Welcome to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro. So I do want to get into the NBA and the hoops and all that stuff. And I do want to talk to you a little bit about what we saw on Saturday with the Dallas Mavericks taking out the Oklahoma City Thunder, who, by the way, great season. They're ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
They were the number one seed. Nothing to be disappointed about at the end of the day if you're Shea and the rest of the guys. Just nothing to be down about, quite frankly. And I think the difference in this series, Mike, quite frankly, was the moves that the Dallas Mavericks made. Like, dude, they made some great moves. Because at the end of the day, P.J. Washington wasn't playing very well, right? And then all of a sudden, dude comes up clutch for them in the fourth quarter late in that ball game and does his thing and gets them obviously what they needed to get past the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Kyrie been so incredible. Look, Luka's great, but here's the knock on him, man. Dude, stop bitching and moaning and complaining about every single freaking call. Okay?
Thank you.
No, but you're a great player, dude. Okay? You're a great freaking player. But it's obnoxious, it's annoying, and it's what makes people dislike you. Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, God. You are 10,000% correct. I'm sitting around every time I watch Luka, it's the only thing that drives me nuts with his game. It is every single thing, every single call, and it's like, I'm like, dude, this is professional basketball. This is playoff professional basketball in the NBA. You're going to get hit. You're going to get knocked around. The refs are going to let it go to a certain extent. They're going to let you play on a more physical basis. So, you know, and he looks like sometimes, Andy, he looks like he's on the verge of tears.
Yeah.
Crying out loud the way he's complaining, his facial expressions. I'm like, dude, do you need a tissue? Like, what do we need to get you to stop complaining? And he thinks it works. I don't really think it works, but you are exactly right. I feel the exact same way, have felt the exact same way about Luka and his constant complaining, because I'm having flashbacks to Rasheed Wallace, you know, in his Portland days, just complaining about everything, getting technicals left and right. Now, Luka doesn't necessarily do that, but the complaining between those two players it's mind-boggling why he does it. And it's just, like you said, fans will start turning on him if this is their thing, or they'll start getting on his case, you know, about complaining and mocking him and the whole thing. So at some point in the off season, someone needs to go to him and just be like, you got to tone this down. You got to really dial this back, because it could come back to kind of bite you in the ass at the end of the day.
You know, speaking of that, I don't know if I was really paying attention to that game, and Dirk Nowitzki was there. And I noticed a few times where he was basically sitting there, because they kept panning on him, and Luka would get upset about things, and Dirk Nowitzki was like, dude, play the freaking game. Quit doing that. I think someone does need to get in his ear to a certain degree. I 1,000% agree with you on that. Because here's what it does. Throughout a game, there's ebbs and flows. There's ups and downs, right? And you're going to get the break of some calls here and there. Well, he makes it incredibly hard for the officials to want to give him a break. Does that make sense? Like, he is face. He's so in their ear that if there's ever a call that's like a 50-50 call, I'm going to guess they're going to go the other way. And again, they shouldn't do that either, okay? Because at the end of the day, you should make the right call no matter what. But those 50-50 calls where you're not going to be looked at in a bad way if you make it one way or the other, those are the calls that he's not going to get because of all of the complaining, the griping and this and that, the hand gestures, just everything that he does. You know, it's insulting. Like, at the end of the day, man, it is insulting. You don't do that. You go out there and you play the game to the best of your ability. Like, this isn't a good comparison because they're totally different guys, but I saw something from Pat B the other day. Pat Beverly, saying he wants to stay in Milwaukee, but he also wants to get a pay raise, okay? So here's my problem with that, okay? Here's the problem. Your play on the court was exceptional. You did a great job. But what you did off the court negates everything that you did on the court. So at the end of the day, if they want to bring you back, you go back for whatever the hell they give you, and you're happy going back for whatever the hell they give you. Because you know what? You were part of the reason why you didn't get more. So I don't know if that's a fair comparison, but the antics of Pat B might be enough to say, listen, man, we're giving you what we're giving you. And the antics of Luka to the officials might be enough for them to say, look, man, we're not giving you the benefit of the doubt because we know you're going to complain and gripe about it no matter what. So if there's a 50-50 call that could go either way, I think it's going the other way, not his way.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree in terms of that. And even after he got his technical, he's still whining, complaining, moaning, you know, whatever other adjective you want to throw with it. And one of the ref that gave him the technical went up to him and kind of yelled at him like, look, knock it off. You already have one technical. It's, you know, we'll throw you out. And, you know, granted, if they did that, I mean, that crowd last night in Dallas just would have that would have been a riot in there if that happened. But I think the refs handled him as best they could last night. And I did appreciate that ref, you know, to a certain extent. That ref went up to him like, look, do you want to keep playing? Oh, you do? Okay, shut up. Yep. Because we'll run you, you know. Yep. I think to a certain extent, in some instances, refs need to do that. Like they used to do in the 80s and 90s. They would tell guys all the time, you want to play? You want to keep this going tonight? And it worked. And I know it's a different league with different personalities and what the league wants and all that kind of stuff. But in certain circumstances, I think the refs need to do that to some of these players.
There were guys that gave them so much throughout that series. Jones Jr. was amazing. The guys,
yep.
I think
yep.
they call him airplane mode because the dude just can flat out fly out of the building. Gafford was
right.
huge, coming up big for them. Lively, really big. Hardy got chances yesterday and really came through
yeah,
for
did.
Them. Look, man, they've got a squad, and I'm telling you, the difference between this series were those moves that the Dallas Mavericks made to make them a better basketball team. And quite frankly, I think they match up well with whoever wins the Denver-Minnesota series because of those bigs that they have. Yeah, they're young, they're inexperienced, but we saw what they did in this series. They're not afraid. And I think that's huge when you're playing sports and you're competing at the highest level. If you have any fear, you're done, man. No, there can be no fear.
Right.
So I think with the guidance of Luka and his play, not what he does to gain the attention
right.
of the officials, and then Kyrie, man, I got to give the guy credit. You know, we've been all over that
yep.
guy for years about certain things. But at the end of the day, man, Kyrie and Luka have really figured this thing out, and they've made it work. Speaking of making it work, I know we're up against it. So we'll take the break. We'll come back, and we'll continue talking about Game 7s that are happening later on today. Denver Nuggets, Minnesota Timberwolves, and obviously the Knicks and the Indiana Pacers. We'll be right back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. And you could join us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro. Let's start talking about Game 7s. Enough with the past. Let's look at what's happening in the future. But I will say this on a closing note for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Nothing to put your heads in the sand about. Y'all impressed us. Holmgren played really nicely. Obviously, SGA was unbelievable. This Williams kid was pretty good. Joe came in and hit some big shots for them. Louis Dort, man, let's give that dude some credit, bro. Like, I remember watching him play at ASU, and that guy couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, bro. But yes, he was always a good defender, and he's really worked on his game, and he is an elite defender in this league, and he has worked on his shooting. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder, they have nothing to be upset about, nothing to be sad about, nothing to be mad about. Yes, you were the one seed, but you know what? At the end of the day, you overachieved this season, and the future is so darn bright for you guys. Hold your heads high and get a couple more players, and you know what? You'll be right back there playing at this thing again next season. Is that correct or no?
Oh, that's 100% correct. And look, they're that team, you know, that GM there, he's amassed assets, and it wouldn't surprise me in the least if he used some of those assets to try and get a big name in there at some point. Cause he has, I mean, their draft picks, what have they got? Like 1,000 draft picks in the next like 10 drafts. You know,
I thought it was more like a million, but yeah, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying, though. I'm like, they have a chance to improve their team very quickly if they so choose, if they want to try and bring in a big name. But with what they got, they have no reason to feel bad about their season. Dort, you know, you talked about Dort a little bit. I never saw him as an NBA player when he was at ASU. I'm like, he's a nice player, but I mean, he couldn't, like you said, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, but he could defend. Now he's, like you said, he's turned his game up. He's worked on his game. It's nice to see. Like, he's the classic example of not much was expected, but when you get in the lab, when you get in the gym and you dedicate yourself, you end up doing what Dort has done to his game. And you know, he's an asset. But, you know, moving forward, yeah, they're coming. The Thunder are coming for sure.
Undrafted, got to give him a lot of credit for just sticking to his guns and believing in himself at the end of the day. Okay, so speaking of belief,
yep.
The Pacers and the Knicks, the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, there's a lot of belief with all these teams. New York, these lines are interesting to me. New York only favored by 3.5. I don't know. I've got to look. I'm going to take a quick look at the series that these guys have played, and I'm just kind of curious as to what the closest game has been, right? Like, if you look at this stuff, okay, so the Pacers, or I'm sorry, the Knicks win 116-103. The Knicks lose 121 to, like, 91 or something like that. The Knicks win 121 to 89. There's a close game here, 106 to 111. Then there's a game where it's like 131 to 121. And then you have the 125-108, right? Like, all I'm trying to say is, like, these games haven't been all that close. I'd like to see.
Right.
I'm going to take another look and look at the I'm going to look at the Denver Nuggets and the Timberwolves, because obviously we know what happened the last game. That was a 45-point blowout, right? 115 to 70. Here's what's impressed me so much about the T-Wolves. When they play defense, bro, they're unstoppable, man. They just have this way of locking you down and shutting you down. We're talking about the Denver Nuggets scoring 70 points in the last game. The Nuggets, they scored 97. The Nuggets scored 107. Those are all in losses, by the way, too. And they scored 90 in a loss. The games that they win, they score 105, 106, 120. So the trick here is obviously holding these guys and defending incredibly well so that they just can't put points on the board. I think it's a tough task, obviously. You know, you said something earlier in the show, and I want to go back to it because I think it's an interesting thought. You said basically, like, you just forget about the 45-point loss and you move on to game seven. And part of me agrees
right.
with you. And then the other part of me says, how in the hell does a team come back when they lost by 45, they were down by 50? Like, look,
right.
I don't know if there's a big difference whether you lose a game by 1 point or you lose a game by 45. But what I'm trying to say
right.
is, like, that's a lot of points, dude. Like, that is an absolute beatdown. So the way I look at game seven in Denver today – is they have to have forgotten about that, because if they didn't, they're going to go out there and they're going to get their butts handed to them once again. So in a weird way, they've got to have a short memory, right? Like a relief pitcher in baseball. They've got to say to themselves,
right.
like you said, game six is over and done with. We didn't show up. It's game seven. It's in our house. It's time to show up, right? And I would expect
right.
Joker to have a great game. I would expect Murray to have a great game. I would expect Gordon to have a great game. After that, Porter has been up and down. He needs to have a great game, right? Holiday needs
yep.
to play well for them. Jackson needs to play well for them.
Right.
This is going to take a team effort, and I think that's the one thing that – I don't think we've seen consistently from the Denver Nuggets throughout this series is everybody giving it to them on the same night.
Right. Well, to that point, let's give that kind of credit to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They match up very well with Denver. They have just as many bigs, if not more, than Denver. They got three guys that can
yep.
lean on Joker. And make it wear him down a little bit. They have other guys that can make, Gordon run up and down the court. Not that he can't, but, you know, the more you do that, the worse, you know, that you get tired. And they got guys that can run around and kind of tail and stay on Murray's butt, you know, the whole time. So they got some dudes. I mean, you hear me talk about it all the time, whether it's football, basketball, or whatever. If you got dudes, you can play and you're going to win. And Minnesota has some dudes that match up very well with what Denver has and what they like to do. So I expect this game in Denver to be a knockdown, drag out, last possession type of game. And, you know, from there, you know, whoever matches up with Dallas in the Western Conference Finals, I think whoever wins this series, Andy, with Denver, and Minnesota is going to win the West. I just do. I think these are the two best teams in the West. Not to take anything from Dallas, but I just think Denver's been there. They've done it. Obviously, they're defending champs, and Minnesota just has some athletes and some guys, some bigs that can play, can make life difficult. I think this winner actually becomes the winner of the Western Conference and goes to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I mean, that's a decent call for sure. I'm curious to see how the extra game seven, whereas the Mavs only played six games, so they get a little bit more rest. However, at this point of the season, everybody's a little banged up, so I don't think that it's a huge
everybody's tired.
Anybody. Yeah. Yeah, everyone's tired. They're all a little banged up. Maybe the Knicks are probably the most banged up out of anybody. And with that being said, Indiana probably the most healthy out of anybody, actually, because I don't know if there's anybody on their injury report. I mean, Halliburton's had a little bit of an issue with his back. But with that being said, this is something that's going to be really big in this game, if you ask me, is Mike Conley and his effect for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Right.
We know that he didn't play in game five, and it was tragic. Definitely came back for game six, and obviously the result was much different. However, with that being said, you know, the kid that got the start for him that game didn't go out and embarrass himself, played really well. And, you know, you've talked about the dudes on Minnesota. They've got a lot of guys that can just go out there and play, and they've got a lot of great defenders.
Yep.
That's to me, like, they have so many guys that can defend, and they can make it tough for Murray, and they can make it really tough for Joker, like you were talking about. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. That's all I can say. I hear the music. I know we got to take another pause for the cause, so we'll do that. We'll come back, and we'll continue rapping about the NBA, because we haven't really talked too much about the Knicks and the Pacers, so probably dive into that on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorr. If you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, we'll be right back.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan?
Total.
At an amazing price?
Total.
With no contracts?
Total.
Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your Total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Got Mike Wilson, got me, Andy Dorf. You could get at us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro. Never got your prediction. Who do you like, Denver or Minnesota tonight?
I'm going to go with the defending champs. I'm going to go with the champs. You know, they're the champs until they're not. And they show that they can win big games. Obviously, they're down 2-0. They go into Minnesota and get a couple of games there. I think that core in Denver was embarrassed the other day in Minnesota, took to the woodshed like they did. I think they're going to come out. I think they're going to try and set tempo really quick. And I think in the end, I do think it's a very close game. I think it's, like I said earlier, I think it's the last possession or two, it kind of comes down. But I think Denver makes the plays down the stretch, and they win the game by 2, 3, 4 points, somewhere in there.
So if you're a gambling man, then the Timberwolves are getting 4.5 points. You say jump on the T-Wolves. Look, man, I'm so torn here because I would like to see the Timberwolves pull this off. But it's really, really a daunting task to win a game 7 on the road. And to your point about the other night, yeah, man, they embarrassed the living daylights out of those guys. That was a tough look. That was a tough watch. 70 points in a game 6.
Yeah.
You just didn't show up at all. So, and then on the other side, it's like, if I'm a Minnesota Timberwolf, or I'm a Minnesota Timberwolf fan, I'm saying to myself, we just literally destroyed this team. How in the world can we not go there and do it all over again? I think this right. is like you're talking, man. I really find this one's going to be a fun one. We haven't had like an amazing game in this series in the sense of it being nip and tuck the whole way. It'd be a really fun game to get a nip and tuck the whole way, man. And just for the heck of it, okay, since you took the Denver Nuggets, I'm gonna ride the ship here, man. And I'm gonna stick with my Minnesota Timberwolf pick. And you know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I did tell you when we looked at the matchups that I thought potentially the Dallas Mavericks would get to the Western Conference Finals, and they did. On the other hand, I mean, it was, to me, it was one of these two teams, whether it was going to be the Nuggets or the Timberwolves. And just for argument's sake, I'm going to take the Timberwolves to do the unthinkable after they absolutely destroyed a team in Game 6. I think they go on the road, and I think they can do it again, Mike. I really do. I don't think they're winning by that many, but I think they can get the W. And I think the Timberwolves and the Dallas Mavericks would be an unbelievable matchup in the Western Conference Finals. And it's not that the Nuggets wouldn't be. It'd be a great matchup, and they could have an opportunity then to go back-to-back, which is something we don't really see in the NBA. However, it would have happened for the Milwaukee Bucks if they didn't get injured in 2022. But that's a whole other side of the story. I'm taking the Timberwolves, man. I think that they're going to get it done on the road. They got nothing to lose. And you know my old saying, I always say pressure busts pipes. Well, all the pressure is on the Nuggets, man. There's no pressure on the Timberwolves to go out there because everybody's kind of expecting the Timberwolves to kind of have a letdown after such a great game. I'm going the other way, man. I think after a game like that, there's no looking back. This is a team that's on a mission. I'm taking the T-Wolves on the road in Game 7 in Denver, Colorado. That's who I got. All right, bro. Let's talk Pacers and let's talk Knicks. The Knicks are so banged up, but they play with such heart. They're speaking of heart, Jason Hart is one of those guys. They're fun to watch. Like, I'm sorry. I don't care if they win or lose. They're really, really fun to watch. And with that being said, I don't necessarily love this Tyrese Halliburton guy. That there's something about him that kind of bothers me and gets under my skin. And I think he's really cocky. I think he's very arrogant. So just for that factor of, like, you got to earn your stripes coming up in this league, I want the Knicks to win today. I don't know if they're going to because they're so banged up, but my heart is with the New York Knickerbockers, not the Indiana Pacers. Where are you on this game?
Oh, I think for the simple reason this game's at MSG, I think the Knicks pull this thing out, and I think this is nip and tuck, just like the other Game 7's going to be. Like, I think this is anywhere from a like 3-point to like a 5-point win for the Knicks. The Knicks, the role players play better when they are at home. And so, yes, the Knicks are banged up. Yes, the Pacers are pretty damn healthy. But I think when it comes down to it, and I'm not a conspiracy theory guy at all, you know that. But the home team usually gets the benefit of the calls at home in a game like this. And I can see that happening. I can see Brunson literally, as he's done all year and all playoffs, put this team on his back and go out, you know, and have a 35-40 point game and the role players come along. But, you know, that, like I said earlier, it's not that I don't think Indiana's going to, you know, put up a fight and go down fighting, kind of not go down fighting, but it's going to be everything else for the Knicks and that home crowd. We know that the home crowd is worth a certain amount of points at home and scoring. And so I just think the Knicks get this. I think it's Boston and New York in the Eastern Conference Finals. And we all know who I'm going to be pulling for and rooting for in that series for sure. But I think the Knicks move on.
I think a guy that has to play huge for the Indiana Pacers, like he's done throughout the series, is TJ McConnell. On the ball defense, and then some of his shot making, like the other day when he caught that rebound under the basket and puts it up and in, it's just like, wow, the guy has such hustle, has such heart, goes out there and plays with everything he's got. he's got to step up big. I think there's a bunch of guys that are going to have to play really well for the Indiana Pacers to have a great game. Siakam, I think he's another guy. You know, he found it the other game. I think he had 25 in that victory. I think right. He has to play big. Haliburton needs to show up. I know he's been okay. He hasn't been great in this series. He hasn't been great in the playoffs in general, I'll be honest with you.
Right, he's been pretty right.
Yeah, I think they need a big game from him. They've been able to defend pretty well if you look at it. You know, in the games where the Knicks have lost, they've obviously struggled to score. And you mentioned right. Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson had a terrible first half the other day. I think he had 5 points, if I'm not mistaken. Well, he scored 26 in the second half of game six. I think he found himself a little bit. And where he's so difficult is when he gets guys on his back, or when he can get guys where he can maneuver and manipulate them somewhere around the paint. He's a really, really tough guard. I think DiVincenzo needs to give them more. You know, he's up and down, bro. Like, when he's good, he's really mm-hmm. good. When he's bad, he's pretty bad. Same thing with Jason Hart. Like, those three guys who are so instrumental in what the New York Knicks do, they've got to go out and they've got to play a whale of a basketball game. Otherwise, I think it's advantage Indiana, man. Like, I really, really do. So, Siakam, I think TJ McConnell is
Turner.
Really big. I think Turner, Turner, he's played pretty well. If there's one guy that's been relatively consistent, and they can't call any bogus calls on him either, okay? Like, at the end of the game the other day
right.
there in New York, when they called that offensive foul on him, where DiVincenzo, I mean, I know he's in New York and all the bright lights and there's a lot of good actors out there. Well, he deserved an Oscar award for that one, man. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel about that play, which could have made that game and the outcome different. And you know what? Indiana could have won in six if that would have been the case. But
right.
we're in game seven.
Right.
Now, all that's behind you. So it doesn't make a difference. But who's your X factor if the Knicks are going to win? And who's your X factor if the Pacers are going to win?
With the Pacers, it's just everybody needs to come along for the ride. You know, Haliburton everybody has to play well. You're on the road. You're at MSG. Like, let's kind of put it in perspective right there. But if there is one person on Indiana, for me, it's Siakam. It's Pascal, for sure. He needs to come out with a killer mentality. He needs to get some quick, easy buckets off the jump. And if he does get those quick, easy buckets and he has that mid-range jumper going, things will be looking very, very up for the Indiana Pacers. I think, you know, with New York, it's all hands on deck because of the injuries. And we'll see if it's not Jason Hart, my friend, it's Josh Hart. But if Hart can play and he can give them anything, you know, that'll help. I think Hartenstein is big. He needs to have his presence kind of be felt in the middle for them. And then, you know, obviously Brunson's just going to do his thing. Like, that's just what it comes down to with him. We all know he's going to try and do his thing. But, you know, the other role players that we mentioned earlier, I think they're going to play well in New York, but they have to score. They have to be a threat. And then, you know, defensively, and we know a Tom Thibodeau team is going to be pretty tough defensively and play physical. But I think if Hartenstein in the middle for New York can get some points and get that, maybe get 12 to 15 points or something like that and get close to a double-double, things will look up for New York.
Toppin's got to play well for the Indiana Pacers.
Yep.
TJ
yep.
McConnell has to play well for the Indiana Pacers. Siakam needs to go out there and have a great game. And I think Halliburton needs to show up too. So, and I think the way that the Pacers beat them is with their depth. The Knicks are going to, like you said, it's all hands on deck, but we know Tibbs, man. He likes to run guys into the ground, and he's going to go to the end with those guys. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Who you got in this one, by the way?
I'm going to go with New York. I just have New York. We'll just go with that. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take both road teams. Why the hell not? Who cares, man? It's one game, so
right.
Why not? I'm taking both road teams. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
For the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and we always do our parting shots at this time. Real quickly before we do that, you can always get at us on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, and IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, it's parting shot time. You are up.
Look, I am going to give my parting shot out to the Pac-12. This upcoming week is the Pac-12 baseball tournament, conference tournament. It is the very last thing that the Pac-12 is doing as far as an athletic event. They are shutting down the Pac-12 on June 30th. It is going to be kind of a melancholy week for me. I will be up there in Scottsdale covering that. Taking a peek at that, hoping my Oregon State Beavers can win the final conference tournament going out the door. But it is a sad week for the Pac-12.
All right, my parting shot is Game 7s, baby. We got three of them between the NHL and the NBA. Enjoy it, because those are my favorite words when it comes to sports. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Until next time.